grab the keys. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Grizzlies Baseball right here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. I'll bring you the play-by-play tonight between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And boy, we are in store for a great pitching matchup for Friday Night Baseball here at beautiful Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Game 4 of 6 between these two teams, and the Grizzlies winning Game 3 last night by a score of 6-1, three homers by the Fresno offense, Ryan Ritter, Jesus Bugarin, and Skyler Messenger all going deep as the Grizzlies shook the Quakes, and they won last night 6-1 to improve their record to 7-5 on the young season. While the Quakes, who won the first two games of this series, a walk-off on Tuesday morning, and then winning a 2-0 pitcher's duel on Wednesday, they look to get back into the win column tonight. They are 7-5 on the year, so both teams 7-5 battling tough in their respected divisions. The Grizzlies 7-5, they are one game back in the California League Northern Division behind the San Jose Giants, who are 8-4, while the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes trail the Lake Elsinore Storm by one game in the Southern Division of the California League, the Storm at 8-4 as well. So a good matchup in this one, with both teams are 7-5. The pitching matchup tonight for the Grizzlies, they go with their ace, the right-hander Jordy Vargas. He gets the ball. This is his third start this season. No record, a 4 ERA for the right-hander, 19 years old, the 13th overall prospect in the Rockies system, and according to Baseball America, the best curveball in the Rockies system as well. We'll see that curveball on display tonight against a very good Quakes offense. For Rancho Cucamonga, they go with a right-hander as well, and Jermin Rosario, no record, 1 ERA. For Rosario, this is his third start as well. He's been pretty much unhittable for the Quakes this season, so we'll see if the Grizzlies can get a hold of the right-hander in Rosario. So that's what we have in store. It's Friday night fireworks here for Rancho Cucamonga as the crowd is settling in for a great night of baseball between the Grizzlies and the Quakes. Prior to tonight's game, I sat down with a very special guest. It is a current Rockies scout and a former Rockies farmhand, catcher Max George, a sixth-round draft pick by the Rockies back in 2014. He rose through the system, played 8 years in minor league baseball, never reached the top, but now gets an opportunity to be part of their scouting department. Max George sat down with us, and we talked a little bit about his change from player to scout, so the transition, how that looked for him, the hardest pitcher he had to catch during his time in the Rockies system, and we talked a little bit about some of the big Rockies prospects that Grizzlies fans have seen, Zach Veen and Drew Romo. When we come back after this commercial break, we'll have that interview with catcher and Rockies scout Max George right after this. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Max George in 3, 2, 1. I bring in one of the pro scouts for the Colorado Rockies, Max George. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first question. So tell me about growing up in Colorado.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Parker, Colorado. Went to Regis Jesuit High School and was drafted by the Rockies. So just having that opportunity of kind of staying with the hometown team and now Transitioning into a scouting role has been great for me.
So can you tell me a little bit about growing up there, though? Did you get a chance to watch Rockies games?
Yeah, I mean, every chance I could. You know, I was always a big Rockies fan. I was number 33 growing up for Larry Walker. So any chance I could, I would go to Coors Field, you know, watch as much baseball and Rockies baseball as much as I can.
So then when you went on to your next couple of years, you know, now you're playing with the Rockies organization, how was that adjustment for you now all of a sudden going from, hey, I'm now with the Rockies?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a dream come true. You know, I've always wanted to play for the hometown team, always wanted to be a Rocky. Played for the Rocky Scout team in high school for fall baseball. So, you know, just knowing the great people that the Rockies have and making that transition was great for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you tell me about your draft experience?
Yeah. You know, I knew that I was kind of on the Rockies radar and some other teams' radar. I was committed to Oregon State, so, you know, I had that to leverage a little bit. But when the Rockies called me in the sixth round and, you know, gave me that opportunity, I knew it was too hard to pass up.
So now you're in the Rockies organization. You've kind of came to a lot of different areas. What was your favorite memory in the minor leagues?
You know, there's a lot. You know, I was in the system for 8 years. You know, I think it's just the relationships that I built, the people that I met, you know, really made the experience such a great experience. The coaches, the front office, my teammates, just having those relationships and building those relationships were just super, super special for me.
Being a catcher is one of the hardest positions possible. What is one pitcher that you would say was the hardest pitcher to catch in your career?
You know, there's a lot of pitchers who have really, really good stuff now. You know, I think Justin Lawrence was a guy that was always difficult to catch because his stuff just moved so much and he threw so hard. Jake Bird is another guy who's with our big league team right now who, you know, same thing, has such good stuff, a lot of movement. But, you know, at the same time, those guys know, you know, if they want to throw the fastball out, they'll, you know, throw it to that spot. So, made it easier in that way, but just their stuff was so good.
Absolutely. So now you've got a chance to see a lot of these prospects come through as well. Is it kind of cool seeing how well these Rockies are developing these young players? Zach Veen, Drew Romo, for instance.
Absolutely. You know, I think we're doing a great job and we're in a really good spot right now in our minor leagues with, you know, having guys that are close to, you know, in double A, triple A that are close to making an impact at the big league level.
So now all of a sudden you're a scout now. So how has that process, the transition been from a player to a scout?
It's been good. You know, I think catching has helped me a lot. You know, being behind the dish and kind of seeing the whole field, that's helped me as well as, you know, Sterling, that's been great. Gus has been great. And just the people around me that they've set me up with, you know, have really helped me out.
So when it comes to scouting, what does an everyday look like for you as a scout?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot more computer work. You know, I'll start writing my reports early in the morning. I'll show up to BP and watch a game. It's different because, you know, it's a lot more writing, but, you know, it's been a great transition. Good to stay in the game.
And do you have anything else to add?
No, you know, I'm just excited for this opportunity and excited to stay in baseball.
Well, absolutely. Max George, join us on the pregame show. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's a $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga, California, here at Lone Mart Field for the pregame show. We thank Max George for joining us in the pregame interview. He was a lot of fun to talk to. It was kind of an impromptu interview. I kind of ran into Max George, kind of had to do a double take as well. It's always fun to see a former Rockies farmhand turn scout in Max George, and we thank him for joining us on the pregame show for tonight's action. Well, back to the field here. We are getting set for baseball between the Grizzlies and the Quakes. Game 4 of 6 between two very good teams. The Grizzlies looking to even the series at 2, while the Quakes look to win their 3rd of 4 in this series. Our pitching matchup, right-hander Jordy Vargas gets the ball for Fresno. For Rancho, they go with their right-hander in German Rosario. And that brings us to our starting lineups. First for your Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies come with a record of 7-5. They are one game back in the California League Northern Division. And under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the designated hitter, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting third, the catcher, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting 8th, the first baseman, number 25, Cole Stillwell. And batting 9th, the second baseman, number 27, Gene Perez, who will make his first start here in a Grizzlies uniform. Perez added to the roster just the other night. And now here's the starting lineup for the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes under manager John Shoemaker. The Quakes 7-5, they're second place in the California League Southern Division, one game back of the Lake Elsinore Storm. Here's their starting lineup. Leading off and playing second base, number 13, Jose Izarra. Batting second, the center fielder, number 9, Chris Newell. Batting third, the left fielder, number 23, Kyle Nevin. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 6, Nick Bittison. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 8, Tyrone Lorenzo. Batting 6th, the shortstop, number 16, Ryan Duncone. Batting 7th, the designated hitter, number 34, Jorge Puerta. Batting 8th, the first baseman, number 5, Dayton Dooney. And batting 9th for the Quakes is the third baseman, number 43, Jarrell Perez. And on the bump for Rancho is the right-hander, Jermyn Rosario. The Grizzlies counter with the right-hander, Jordy Vargas. Those are your starting lineups as the coaches are talking to the umpires as we get set for first pitch here at Lone Mart Field. The Grizzlies, they're in their gray uniforms, gray pants, gray jerseys. They have their black caps with the F/ logo on the front of it. While the Quakes, they're in their white pants, white jerseys, and they're wearing their blue caps. That is what both teams will wear. The umpires, they're wearing their black uniforms today. Tatum Littleton is the home plate umpire. David Sabal at first base as we get set for baseball. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with the national anthem and first pitch right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Thank you.
a great national anthem to get us started for Friday Night Baseball here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in for Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FreslerGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. I'll bring you the play-by-play tonight for Game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Right-hander Jeremy Rosario takes the bump. He will get in his warm-up pitches, and he will take on this lineup for Fresno: Andy Perez, Ryan Ritter, Bryant Betancourt, Jesus Bugarin, Jake Snyder, and Skyler Messenger, and then Robbie Martin, Cole Stillwell, and Gene Perez to finish it off for Fresno. The Quakes in the field from left to right, they have Kyle Nevin, Chris Newell, and Nick Bittison. From third to first, at third is Jarrell Perez. Short is Ryan Doncone. Second base is Jose Zara, and at first is Dayton Dooney. The battery tonight at catcher is Tyrone Lorenzo, and on the bump is the right-hander in Jeremy Rosario. The DH is Jorge Puerta as we get set for first pitch at Lone Mart Field. Friday Night Baseball, beautiful night for baseball as well. 80 degrees, clear skies. I mean, literally perfect baseball right now. 10 miles per hour out to right field. As we get ready for first pitch, the Grizzlies winning last night by a score of 6-1. They scored two runs in the first, two runs in the second. They held on to win 6-1. They had three homers last night. So we'll see if they can get things going here in the first inning again. Andy Perez, the 18-year-old, will stride to the plate as we get set for baseball. So Andy Perez in the box. From the full windup, here's a pitch from Rosario. And it is lined to left field, base hit, and the Grizzlies start off with a single from the lefty and Andy Perez. So just like that, the Grizzlies in business, as here comes the designated hitter, Ryan Ritter. First pitch, 6:30, right on the dot. As here's the pitch from Rosario, and Perez at first takes the lead in the swing and miss from Ritter, and the count at 0-1. Nice crowd here for Friday Night Baseball at Lone Mart Field. Here's the 0-1 Ritter, and he swings and misses on a fastball inside. The count quickly 0-2 as Ritter will call time. This should be a great matchup, though. Rosario, very hard-throwing right-hander. Ritter has hit safely in seven straight games. He has two homers, including last night's bomb. As that pitch is flown out to right field. Deep to right field. It is going to be fair for a home run. Ryan Ritter has done it again. And the Grizzlies lead 2-0. Ritter watched it. He was waiting for one of the umpires to say if it was fair or foul. He got the fair by the home plate umpire. And it's a home run to right, and the Grizzlies lead 2-0. And just like that, the Grizzlies are up in front. Two to nothing as the first pitch to Bryant Betancourt is a strike. So Ritter's now gone deep in back-to-back nights. He has three homers. That's tied for the team lead with E.J. Andrews Jr. As Betancourt takes the ball in the dirt, the count at 1-1. And the Grizzlies, for the second straight night, have an early 2-0 lead. Here's the 1-1 as Betancourt takes an off-speed pitch, and that gets in there for a strike, the count at 1-2. I was talking to Ritter prior to tonight's action, and I said we saw Rosario last year, and here's what to expect, and I think he took my advice a little bit. That's a base hit to right field, and Betancourt reaches, and the Grizzlies, three batters, three hits. Betancourt reaches, as here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin, who also left the yard in the first inning last night. So the Grizzlies trying to get something going. By the way, back to Ritter, he is now on an 8-game hit streak. He started the season 0-14. Here's the pitch from Rosario, and it is outside in the count of 1-0. So the Grizzlies 2-0 here in the first. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. A high elevated fastball from Rosario. In the count at 1-1. Bugarin gone chasing. One ball, one strike. Runner first is Betancourt. Not a lot of speed for Betancourt as that ball's in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher in Lorenzo. The count now 2-1. Just underway here, but the Grizzlies have a 2-0 lead here on the Quakes. The Grizzlies have not lost when scoring first this season. 5-0 when scoring first. Here's the 2-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2 is Bugarin trying to go deep as well. Nobody down. Betancourt leads from first. Rosario comes set. And here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. That ball in the dirt. Betancourt trying to go for two. He is safe. With the ball in the dirt, it is a strikeout. Bugarin is out. It's a wild pitch. And advancing to second is Betancourt. So Betancourt to second. Rosario gets a strikeout. And here's Jake Snyder. And the first pitch is high. So count 1-0 to Jake Snyder. A couple days off for Snyder. Back in the lineup, batting fifth. Snyder is on an 8-game hit streak. He's hit safely in every game that he's been at the plate. Because that's a called strike, the count of 1-1. Snyder's appeared in 9 games. Was a pinch runner in one of them. Did not have an at-bat. But all other 8 he has hit safely in. Here's the 1-1. And that's a high pop-up drifting into right field. And it's going to be the right fielder. Oh, it was actually caught? No, I think it dropped actually. The right fielder in Bittison, the second baseman Izarra, couldn't decide who won, and it dropped between them. And now Snyder runs up to second base. All of a sudden now, it's second and third. There was no time, and Snyder just took off for second. So now the question is it a single advance? Is it a double? Is it an error? That's the question right now, so we'll have a mound visit right here. So now we're trying to see what the official ruling is. That's a tough play. Snyder just took second. No one paying attention, and he took off. So second and third now with one away, and Skyler Messenger will come to the plate. He also had a home run last night. It's going to be a single for Snyder. So fourth hit for Fresno. Snyder now at second, though. Betancourt at third. Here's the pitch, and Messenger swings and misses on an inner off-speed pitch, and the count at 0-1. Wild start tonight here in the top of the first. Grizzlies lead 2-0. That pitch is swung on and missed. Messenger way out in front of that off speed. And it's 0-2. Messenger, two home runs on the season. Batting .238. He's got six RBIs as well. Five of his six RBIs have come via long ball. As that is swung on and missed. That ball into the dirt. Messenger down at first. He is thrown out. Second strikeout for Rosario. 2-3 as well on the put out. As here comes the right fielder in Robbie Martin. So the Grizzlies see if they can get some more runs here in the first inning. Runners at second and third, two outs. 2-0 our score. Grizzlies lead the Quakes here in the first. Here's the pitch. And it is off the catcher. That goes all the way to the Grizzlies dugout. That ball's thrown away. Seeing that, here comes Snyder. He will score, and it's 4-0. What hustle from Snyder around the bases. And the Grizzlies now lead 4-0 here in the first. And nothing going right here for the Quakes. As that pitch is high, and the count now 2-0. And Rosario, coming into tonight's contest, had a 1 ERA. He was pretty much unhittable through nine innings. It was 8-2 also on the throw, by the way. And that last run is unearned. As that is swung on and missed by Martin, the count at 2-2. A wild first inning, but the Grizzlies have a 4-0 lead. Here's the 2-2. And that's in the dirt, and the count now full, 3-2 to Martin. As Rosario comes set, the crowd, really good crowd on hand, kind of in awe of what the Grizzlies have done this inning. That's a line drive. That's going to be off the second baseman's glove. It's going to be probably a single. It is. So Martin reaches. That's now 5 hits for Fresno this inning. 4 singles and a home run. And that actually makes the run now earned as well for Rosario. That ball looked like it got off the pitcher, and then the second baseman, Izara, had a chance, but he couldn't get the backhand to keep the ball in play. So Martin reaches, as that's a strike to Cole Stillwell, the number 8 hole hitter for Fresno. 4-0 Grizzlies here in the first. Here goes the runner, Martin, to second. Great throw from Lorenzo, and he throws out Martin, 2-4 on the caught stealing. But the Grizzlies can't be upset about it. 4 runs on 5 hits, including a 2-run homer from Ryan Ritter. We head to the bottom of the first. Grizzlies right-hander Jordy Vargas takes the mound. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. bottom of the first, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 4-0. It's Chuck Chansey's $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway. Playing earned drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, 1 week from today, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Jordy Vargas, right-hander, winds and deals, and the first pitch is high to Jose Zara. And the count at 1-0. So Jordy Vargas gets the ball for the Grizzlies, as that's a fly ball to deep left field. Racing back, and that ball is going to be off the wall. It's going to be extra bases. Here comes the throw in a second, not in time, and Izara has a leadoff double. So just like the Grizzlies, the Quakes have their leadoff man on, and here comes the center fielder, Chris Newell, taking on Jordy Vargas. No record, 4 ERA. Third start for the right-hander, as he will now work from the stretch against the lefty and Chris Newell. So Izara, a good start for the Quakes offense. They trail 4-0 here in the first. That pitch is way outside, and taking third is Izara, and if that's not a wild pitch, I don't know what would be. That ball was way outside. And I think Vargas just lost his grip. So now the Quakes, a runner at third, nobody down. Here's the 1-0, and that is right down the middle. On the count of 1-1, the fastball there from Vargas. Here's the 1-1, and that is a fastball that misses outside. On the count at 2-1 from the righty and Jordy Vargas. Vargas comes set around the belt. Here's the pitch. That is a check swing, and it was disgusting right there from Vargas. The count now 2-2. Jordy Vargas is 19 years old, 6'3", 153 pounds, from Moca, Dominican Republic. Rocky signed him as an international free agent in 2021, as that's a fly ball to right, and it's caught by Martin. That will score a run. And it's 4-1 now, Grizzlies. Sack fly for Chris Newell, or Newell. And just like that, the Quakes are on the board. So Newell gets the job done, as here comes the left fielder, Kyle Nevin, the reigning California League Player of the Week. Nevin, as well, is the son of Phil Nevin, who is a coach for the Los Angeles Angels. So he has the baseball blood. Here's the 0-1. And that is a fastball that misses inside. The count of 1-1. As here's the pitch from Vargas. He'll work from the full windup now. And it's inside. It almost hits Nevin. The count at 2-1. Bryant Betancourt is his catcher tonight. First time these two have been battery mates. Here's the 2-1. And that's a fastball that peaks the outer part of the plate, and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. No, or one out here in the bottom of the first. 4-1, Grizzlies lead the Quakes. And that's a curveball that dips inside. The count now full. Vargas, the number 13 overall prospect of the Rocky system. Here's the 3-2, and it's a fastball that overpowers Nevin. The ball gets in the dirt. Betancourt down at first, and Nevin is retired. First strikeout for Vargas. Second out of the inning, as here comes the right fielder, Nick Bittison. He's got a good walk-up song as well. Vargas, known for the best curveball in the Rocky system, according to Baseball America. The curveball's his bread and butter. And like Nevin, who he just struck out, Vargas is the son of a former major leaguer, Yortiz Perez. As that pitch is low, the count of 1-0. Here's the 1-0, and it is a called strike, and the count of 1-1. Here's the 1-1 from Vargas, and it is outside, and the count now 2-1. 4-1 our score here in the bottom of the first. Grizzlies lead the Quakes. Here's the pitch, and it swung on a miss, an overpowering fastball, and it's 2-2. Vargas touching the low 90s on that fastball. Good mixture between a slider and curveball as well. That curveball is his bread and butter. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. As all the Grizzlies started running in, thinking that was strike three, the count now full. Yeah, the shortstop Perez was already halfway across the mound. Here's the 3-2. And that is right down the middle. Call strike three. A perfectly painted fastball from the righty in Vargas. The Quakes get one back. They still trail. We're at the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro wins 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. We are in the top of the second. Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 4-1. Cole Stillwell now to the plate. He was up the last time, but it was a caught stealing against Robbie Martins. That first pitch doesn't even reach the plate, and the count at 1-0 from the righty in Jermaine Rosario. Rosario wears the number 30 on the back of his white jersey. Here's the 1-0. Foul to the backstop. Count at 1-1. Rosario bats right, throws right. He is 6'1", 175 pounds. Born March 8th, 2002. International free agent in 2018, signed by the Dodgers. As that's a low pitch. The count at 2-1. Split last year between the AZL Dodgers and the Quakes. The Grizzlies did see him in July last year. And he's from Peravia, Dominican Republic. And that's where he resides. So 2-1 from the right-hander in Rosario. And that is high in the count now at 3-1. Look like a strike from up here. Here comes the 3-1. And it's a line drive to left field. And that ball is going to stay fair. Stillwell looking for two. He hustles in there, and Cole Stillwell has a leadoff double. As the ball comes in, and that ball was overthrown by everybody, the first baseman in Dooney actually backing up on that play. And if he wasn't there, Stillwell could have still been running. Fresno has now six hits, as here comes the second baseman, Gene Perez. So Cole Stillwell, a double for him. Breaks his three-game streak of not reaching base. As that swung on a miss by Perez, the count 0-1. This is the first game for Gene Perez in a Grizzlies uniform as a starter. Second game overall. But first start here for Perez. Assigned to Fresno just 2 days ago. As that pitch is outside, the count of 1-1. Perez started the year in High A Spokane. Appeared in three games, did not have a batting average. 0-5 in those three games. One strikeout for him as well. As that swung on him is the count at 1-2. But once Adiel Amador joined the Indians, they needed to send down a guy, and unfortunately was Perez. As that is swung on and missed, and Perez down on strikes. Third strikeout for Rosario. As here comes the shortstop and Andy Perez. So the middle infield for the Grizzlies, Perez and Perez. Perez 1-for-1 today, a single and a run scored. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball low. The count at 1-0. Perez at the ripe old age of 18. 6'3", 165 pounds as he looks to bunt. He squares around but brings it back. The count now 2-0. Perez is from Santa Clara, Cuba. Signed as an international free agent in 2021 at 16 years old. Here's the 2-0. As that's a high fly ball, but way foul. The count now at 2-1. Runner at second is still well. We're in the top of the second. Grizzlies lead the Quakes 4-1. A four spot in the first. Here's the pitch to Perez. It's outside, and the count now 3-1. This place is almost packed here at Lone Mart Field. Friday night. Great crowd. I don't know if you can hear the background of a crowd mic, but a lot of people here. The 3-1 is fisted over to left field, and it is foul. Stillwell would have scored easily, but that ball just going foul. The count now full to Andy Perez. As the Grizzlies look to add on more runs here early, Ryan Ritter waits on deck. Andy Perez, one of the biggest smiles in the Grizzlies clubhouse every time I see him. Just happy to be here. Here's the 3-2. And that pitch is low, ball four. Perez has reached for the second time. First walk issued by Rosario as here's the DH and Ryan Ritter. Ritter a two-run homer back in the first. Ritter was a fourth-round draft pick by the Rockies out of the University of Kentucky. And while he was with the Wildcats, was named the Gold Glove, the Rawlings Gold Glove Best College Defensive player, as that swung on and missed, the count 0-1. So the Rockies knew what they were getting defensively from Ritter, very smooth with the glove, but his bat is starting to come around, being very selective at the plate, getting a pitch he wants and driving it, according to hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, as that pitch is swung on and missed and quickly 0-2. And just like last time, Ritter fell behind with two strikes before depositing the ball to right field. So no balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at first and second for the Grizzlies. They lead 4-1 here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Ritter down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Rosario. Now they'll bring up the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, a single back in the first inning, came around to score. Betancourt catching today. Here's the pitch. and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. Bencourt, big hack there. Bencourt still no home runs this season. Known for his power. He showed that in the Dominican League. He said something towards the Grizzlies dugout. I wonder if he needs some more stick him on the bat or something like that. Here's the 0-1. And that is in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher, Lorenzo. Count of 1-1. Rosario's worked hard so far. Over 40 pitches now in this contest. Here's the 1-1. And Bencourt takes a fastball high in the count at 2-1. Brian Bencourt is 5'11", 170 pounds, from Valencia, Venezuela. International free agent in 2021 as well, like Perez. That 2021 class, pretty impressive, as a 2-1 is fouled straight to the backstop. The count now 2-2. Just underway here, Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. Game 4 of 6 between the Quakes and the Grizzlies. It's been a fun series so far. Here's the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. That ball in the dirt. The throw down to first, and Bencourt is retired, and that will end the inning. Grizzlies come up empty in the second. We had the bomb the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Oh, man, dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga, California, here at Lone Mart Field. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 4-1 in the bottom of the second. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As Vargas quickly head 0-2 to Tyrone Lorenzo. So that pitch is high and away in the count of 1-2. Righty Vargas looks in. And here's the pitch from the right-hander. And it's a beautiful off-speed pitch down in the zone. And Lorenzo looking at that one for the out. Third strikeout now for Vargas. As here comes the shortstop, Ryan Doncon. Doncon, the shortstop today for Rancho Cucamonga. A very good infielder. Here's the pitch. And that is a line drive to left field. Coming on is Snyder. He'll reach up and make the catch. And just like that, two outs. So Vargas in his third start with the Grizzlies. On opening night in San Jose, went five innings of two-run ball. Allowed six hits while not walking a batter, striking out three. The Grizzlies winning 5-3 in 10 innings. In his second start against Stockton, four innings of two-run ball. Allowed three hits and two walks while striking out eight. The Grizzlies winning 6-3. As that pitch is low, the count at 1-0 to Jorge Puerta, the DH today. As that's a strike, and the count now at 1-1. Vargas is career high, five innings of work, as that's a broken bat. It's going to be caught by the left fielder, Snyder, who is racing in, and he makes the catch. We'll talk more about Vargas when he comes back out. We head to the third inning. The Grizzlies lead 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga here at Lone Mart Field. Top of the third inning, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 4-1. Right-hander Jeremy Rosario still pitching for the Quakes. It'll be Bugarin, Snyder, and Messenger to take on the right-hander in Jeremy Rosario. The Grizzlies, it's been a fun season so far, and if you have not gone down to Chukchansey Park, you're missing out. You're already a homestand down. Last Sunday, we had Bark in the Park. We also had a great guest appearance from Bird Zerk. On Saturday, we had a jersey giveaway for our City Connect jerseys presented by Healthy Fresno County. We also had a special appearance by the Superstars. We had Friday Night Fireworks and a lot of other really fun promotions at the ballpark. So if you want something to do this season, go down to Chukchansey Park and come check out your Fresno Grizzlies. A lot of promotions down the pipeline. The Grizzlies are back in town on Tuesday. This upcoming Tuesday, the 25th of April. That's swing and a miss by Bugarin. The count 0-2. 11 a.m. on Tuesday for Making the Grade. Kids Day. It's an education day, so about 6,000 to 7,000 screaming kids at the ballpark. Then a couple night games against the San Jose Giants as Bugarin down on three pitches. That's the sixth strikeout now for Rosario. As here comes the left fielder Jake Snyder. So the Grizzlies welcome the San Jose Giants to town. Single affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. So make sure you come get your tickets. We have a lot of promotions waiting for you. A great matchup as well. The Giants currently sitting in first place in the California League Northern Division standings. So the top two teams in the division battling it out. Here's the 0-1, and that's a check swing from Snyder. And it's now 0-2. But again, promotions all throughout the week. On Friday, April 28th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. We have halfway to Halloween. Here's the 0-2, and that pitch is low. The count at 1 and 2. And if you are 12 and under and you wear a costume, you will get in for free. Here's the 1-2, as that is fouled to the backstop, and Snyder stays alive. He extended his hit streak to 9 games back in the first inning. There's also a giveaway on that April 28th. The Grizzlies tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans in the ballpark. That ball's fouled off, heads up over there. That's presented by Chochansey Gold Resort and Casino. There'll be a special appearance from Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act. What's he going to balance in front of the crowd at Chochansey Park? We also have Friday Night Fireworks and Community Outreach Night, also presented by Chochansey Gold Resort and Casino, as the 1-2's outside. The count 2-2 to Snyder. We have Christian Fellowship Night on April 29th on Saturday. Here's the 2-2 as that pitch is inside. The count now full 3-2. Tadashi will be the act, so come on down prior to first pitch to see the act in action. But besides that, a lot of amazing promotion schedules. That ball's high. That ball's to center field. It is playable. And Snyder is retired. That was almost dangerous. As now with two outs, here's Messenger. And then on Sunday, we have a pro wrestling night at the ballpark. And if you check out our social media pages, FresnoGrizzlies.com, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. I want you guys to go check it out on our website. You can also go to Fresno Grizzlies on social media and see what I'm talking about for pro wrestling night on Sunday, April 30th, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. We have a couple big guests coming to the ballpark, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. Go check it out on our website, on our social media pages. Buy your tickets now, FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also get them at our box office. They are available. So next week, the Grizzlies are back in town. A lot of promotions, a lot of fun in-game entertainment this season at Chochansey Park. His account is 2-2 to Skylar Messenger. So a lot of promotions at Chochansey Park. Here comes a 2-2 to Messenger. And it's outside, ball three. And the count now full to the third baseman in Skylar Messenger. Struck out back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. And it's right down the middle, and Messenger down on strikes. Head to the bottom of the third. The Grizzlies lead 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state, with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Yeah, that's right. We are back at Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the third inning, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 4-1. Yeah, is right. Lil Jon, Rick Ross, and T.I. will be gracing the stage at Chukchansey Park for Tequila Fest on May 20th. Boy, are we excited to have those trio of artists grace the stage at Chukchansey Park. Here comes a pitch to Dayton Dooney. That pitch is high. The count at 1-0. Oh, gave him an automatic ball, too. So count's actually 2-0. As that's a high fly ball out to center field. Bugarin will catch it. So Dooney retired. Here comes the third baseman, Jarrell Perez. But again, Tequila Fest on May 20th. The trio of artists, T.I., Lil Jon, Rick Ross. We have tequila tastings, food vendors, and much more. Get your tickets now on FresnoGrizzlies.com. They're also available at our box office. Give us a call. Tickets are going fast. May 20th, Tequila Fest at Chukchansey Park. It's going to be a night that you do not want to miss. Count is 1-1 to Jarrell Perez. From the right-hander, Jordy Vargas. So again, Tequila Fest, May 20th. High bouncer, third baseman Messenger coming in. He'll throw the ball over, and Stillwell stays on the bag for the second out. Goes 5-3 as here comes the second baseman, Jose Azara, to take on Jordy Vargas. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you, the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you at Minkle Abbott Le Provence. We thank them for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Count is 1-2 as Vargas takes on Jose Azara, who doubled in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. It's outside, and the count now 2-2 to Azara. Two outs here in the third inning. Here's the pitch, and it's flown foul, and we'll do it again at the same count, 2-2. Vargas has struck out three guys through 2 2/3 so far, looking for punch out number 4 against the second baseman in Azara. Here it is, and he does punch him out. 4 Ks for Jordy Vargas. No score there for the Quakes. They still trail your Grizzlies by 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the fourth, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 4-1. All five runs by these two teams were scored in the first inning as Robbie Martin takes a called strike from the new pitcher for the Quakes, the right-hander Juan Morillo, M-O-R-I-L-L-O. Right-hander wears number 48 on the back of his white jersey. Murillo is 6'1", 150 pounds. Born March 19th, 1999. That's a high chopper. Izara, the second baseman, gobbles it up over to first for the out. Goes 4-3 on the put out as here comes the first baseman, Cole Stillwell. Murillo did not play last season. He was injured. He was signed as an international free agent in 2015 by the Dodgers. From Maracaibo, Venezuela. Murillo, this is his fourth game. Third out of the pen. No record, a 7.71 ERA for the right-hander. As that pitch is a called strike. And the count of one ball and one strike. So Rosario's line is done. Three innings of work. Six hits. Four runs, all earned. He walked one and struck out seven. So struck out seven of the nine batters he faced. Leaves, and he cannot get the win tonight. Here's the 1-2. And that pitch almost hit Stillwell. He did a woo, watching out right there. And the count at 2-2. As he'll take a time here. Top of the fourth. Here at Lone Mart Field. Friday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies and the Quakes. Both with 7-5 records. Back at it. So that pitch is outside. And the count now full 3-2. The Grizzlies are 2-7 all time here at Lone Mart Field. So picking up their second ever win last night. Here's the 3-2 offering. And Stillwell takes a strike. The count, or that will strike out Stillwell. He's the eighth punch-out victim tonight. And with two away, here's the second baseman, Gene Perez. But the Grizzlies, despite a 2-7 record, hold an 11-10 lead over the Quakes in the all-time series between the two teams. Lone Mart Field, though, has not been kind to Fresno, despite it being a beautiful ballpark. 330 to left and right field. 401 to dead center. Sponsorship signs all around the outfield wall. As that pitches to the backstop, 2-1. See a couple of signs that I recognize of some sponsors as well. Here's the 2-1. As that swung on and foul tipped. And the count now 2-2. Batter's eye, dead center, is really the only thing without any sponsorship on it. Trees behind the left field wall. As that is swung on and missed. And Perez goes down on strikes. We head to the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FreslerGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro, wins 5-23.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the fourth, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes 4-1. Jordy Vargas taking on Chris Newell to lead things off as Newell takes a big hack. He comes up empty. And the count at 0-1 against Jordy Vargas. Here's a pitch from the right-hander. And it's low in the count of 1-1. Vargas, in his third professional season with the Rockies, the number 13 overall prospect on MLB.com, considered to have the best curveball, according to Baseball America, in the Rockies system. Last year, split the year between the ACL Rockies and Fresno. He finished 2-0 with a 3.65 ERA over six starts with the Grizzlies. 24 and two-thirds innings, was named California League Pitcher of the Week August 15th through the 21st after his start on August 16th at Visalia. That pitched outside, the count at 2-2. He was dominant. It was his second start ever, first win with the Grizzlies, as that pitch is inside, the count now full. Tied his career high at that point with five shutout frames, allowed one hit and walk while fanning eight, permitted a two-out single in the first, and issued a fifth-inning walk, because that's a line drive to right, and that's fair. That brought up some chalk. That goes in the corner. Martin tries to get there. Newell going to third. The throw is late, and he's there with a triple. And just like that, the Quakes are in business. Only the second hit allowed for Vargas. Both extra bases. As here's the left fielder, Kyle Nevin. But Vargas, his eight strikeouts in that game were one shy of his career best. And he punched out seven of the nine Rawhide starters he faced. But he was good overall for the Grizzlies, as that's a called strike, or a swinging strike, and it counted 0-1. In 2021, spent his first professional season with the Dominican League, Colorado Rockies, as that ball's in the dirt, good stop by Betancourt. Made an immediate impression by spending the summer dominating the league at the age of 17. A 1.30 ERA over 34 and two-thirds innings. Had a 0.98 whip, a 46-16 K-to-walk ratio, and did not allow a homer. And as we said, he's the son of former big leaguer Yorkies Perez. Signed for $500,000 at the 2020-2021 international period. High chopper. Vargas can't get there. It's going to be a tough play. And that's going to get away. Gets away from the first baseman. And reaching is Nevin. It's a single for Nevin. It's an RBI. And it's 4-2. Tough play in general on the high chopper. Vargas couldn't get there. Messenger did as much as he could. And just like that, it's 4-2. Runner at first now is Nevin. And here's the right fielder, Nick Bittison. But back to Vargas. As there goes the runner. That pitch is fouled off and the count at 0-1. So signed in 2020-2021 in that international signing period. At 6'3", has a type of projectable frame that should be able to handle a lot more strength and more velocity as he matures. A lot of scouts refer to him as a bean pole due to his skinny stature. But also, this kid's very, very tall. 6'3 at only 19 years old. Born November 6, 2003 in Moca, Dominican Republic. His dad, Yorkies, has ties to Grizzlies pitching coach Mark Brewer. And the big league comparison for Vargas is Pedro Martinez. That's a high ball, high sky foul ball. And a fan could not get there, and counts 1-2. But Vargas, three pitches, fastball, curveball, changeup. That changeup is coming one step at a time, according to Mark Brewers. That pitch is outside, and the count now at 2-2. It was good catching up with Mark Brewer today. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's a curveball, a good one in that, and that is fouled off at the plate. Vargas went to field his position. Instead, it's going to be a foul ball. 4-2 our score here in the bottom of the fourth. Grizzlies lead the Quakes. Two balls, two strikes to Bittison. That pitch is a high sky ball, and it's going to go foul, and we'll do it again with the same count. In this series against the Quakes, though, the Grizzlies' rotation prior to tonight, so three starters, tossed 17 innings of two-run ball. That's a 1.06 ERA. They've allowed a combined 9 hits while walking 6 and striking out 18. As Vargas gets Bittison for the out. For Vargas, that is strikeout number 5. And with one out, here's the catcher, Tyrone Lorenzo. But in two of those three starts so far for the Grizzlies in this series, the starters have enjoyed two quality starts, which is 6 or more innings pitched and 3 earned runs or less. Here's the 0-1, and that pitch is outside. The count of 1-1. On Wednesday, Blake Adams struck out 10 over 6 scoreless innings. He allowed 1 hit. Caleb Franzen matched that with 6 innings on Tuesday morning. And last night, Michael Prosecki, 5 scoreless innings. He struck out 5. He was fantastic as well. And Mark Brewer really saying these guys are finding their ways. They're attacking the zone. They're getting the pitches they like. And they're having fun doing it. Here comes the 1-2 from Vargas. And that pitch is low. It's 2-2 as Vargas faces Tyrone Lorenzo. Lorenzo's 6'3", 195 pounds, from San Francisco de Macorey, Dominican Republic. Here's the 2-2. There goes the runner. The throw from Bettencourt's right on the money, and it's a strike him out, throw him out. 2-6 on the caught stealing. It's a strikeout, throw him out, and the Grizzlies are out of the inning. But the Quakes get a run back. It's 4-2. It's at the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FreslerGrizzlies.com, and Valley Live.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga, California, here at Lone Mart Field. We are in the top of the fifth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 4-2. And we'd like to thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on their website for more information about how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of minor league baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. We'd like to thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Grizzlies. New pitcher for the Quakes, it's the right-hander John Edwards. 6'6", 185 pounds, third pitcher for the Quakes. Murillo struck out two in his lone inning of work. Here's the pitch from the big right-hander, and it's a called strike to Andy Perez, who is 1-for-1, a run and a walk as well. Edwards was a free agent in 2021, signed by the Dodgers. January 26, 2000, as that pitch is outside, is his birthday. Born in Atlanta, Georgia. John Edwards. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. It's outside. The count of 2-1. For Edwards, this is his third game all out of the pen. No record. A 16.20 ERA. As the right-hander joins the game here for the Quakes. Here's the 2-1. And it's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into left field, and it's caught by the shortstop in Don Cohn for the out. Perez retired. Shortstop to shortstop as here comes the DH, Ryan Ritter. Ritter, 1-for-2. A home run back in the first inning. Two RBIs for him as well. Talked to Ritter before the game, as we talked a little bit earlier about it, and he said, you know, it's fun getting back into the rhythm of things, but he goes, my body still trying to get used to playing almost every day, as that is a ball, and Ritter was looking to bunt there, the count of 1-0. He said, but you know what, it's growing pains, I'm young, I got to figure it out, and you know, he said it's part of growing in this game. Here's the 1-0. And that pitch is low, and the count at 2-0. And I saw him earlier, and he just, something didn't look right with Ritter. And I said, what's wrong? He just goes, my body is just a little more tired than I'm used to. At the college level, they don't play every day. Here in pro baseball, you get a day off every Monday, if that. Most Mondays are spent traveling or being an adult trying to go get groceries or something like that. As here's the 3-0 from the righty in Edwards to Ritter. And it's outside ball four. And Ritter reaches for the second time. As here comes the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt 1-for-2, a single and a run back in the first. So Betancourt now. Here's the pitch to him, and it is high. And the count of 1-0. Grizzlies lead the Quakes here 4-2 in the top of the fifth. Grizzlies jumping on board early, but the Quakes slowly trying to catch up. Here's the 1-0. It's inside. The count now 2-0. To Bryant Betancourt. No action in the Grizzlies pen, so it looks like it's still going to be Vargas for the next half inning. As that's a fly ball to center. Drifting now coming in is Newell, and he reaches up and will make the catch. Ritter back to first. And Betancourt's retired. Here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bouguerin. Bouguerin 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. He's had a really good series as well, Bouguerin. Just like Ritter at third base, Bouguerin, three big hits, a couple home runs. As that pitch is outside, the count of 1-0. Officially nighttime here at Lone Mart Field. Beautiful night still. It was 80 degrees at first pitch, the warmest first pitch this season for the Grizzlies. Here's the 1-0 as there goes Ritter. The throw down a second is not in time, and Ritter has a stolen base. So Ritter now in scoring position with two outs. Bouguerin ahead in the count 2-0. Here comes the 2-0 from the righty in Edwards. And it's fouled to the backstop. The count now at 2-1. Second stolen base, by the way, for Ryan Ritter. As Edwards comes set, here's the 2-1, and it's swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies wearing their gray uniforms. The Quakes are in their white against Jesus Bouguerin, 21 years old, the center fielder for Fresno. Here's the pitch. And it is outside in the count now full. Good spot from Edwards, and he does not get the call. Bouguerin, bats right, throws right from Ciudad Piar, Venezuela. Here's the 2-2. And that is inside and almost hits Bouguerin. It was actually 3-2, so Bouguerin will walk. Second walk this inning. Runners at first and second now. As here's the left fielder, Jake Snyder. Snyder, a 9-game hit streak. Snyder coming in and won the best averages in minor league baseball. 7th, to be exact. Couple other former Fresno Grizzlies. As that's a fly ball to left field. Drifting back there and making the catch is Nevin to end the inning. We'll talk a little bit more about where Jake Snyder ranks and where the Grizzlies are doing as well. We head to the fifth. Grizzlies lead 4-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Ryan Doncone will lead things off against Jordy Vargas. And Vargas, a curveball that misses on the inner half of the plate. The count at 1-0. 72 on that pitch from Vargas. Here's the 1-0. It's a fastball and it's fouled off. The count now 1-1. We're talking a lot about Vargas about an inning ago or so. A very good right-handed pitcher. Here's the 1-1 as that is a line drive, base hit to center. First single for the Quakes tonight. As here comes the DH Jorge Puerta. Four hits now allowed. Actually, two hits, two singles given up for Vargas. He gave up an infield single to Nevin earlier, so excuse me on that. For Vargas, though, this is his second start on the road. No record, a 3.60 ERA coming in. As the check on the on Doncone at first, he's back safely. And for Vargas, if he can get through this inning, he will tie a career high in innings pitched. As that pitch is outside, and the count at 1-0. But Vargas only 19 years old, so they're probably not going to try to overextend this kid right now. A really talented right-hander. We said his comparison is Pedro Martinez. So the count now at 2-0. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. And the count now at 3-0, as now we'll have a check here from Bencourt with Vargas. But so Pedro Martinez is his comparison, and got a chance to ask a couple scouts around since Vargas joined the Grizzlies. And I said, so why is he the comp? And they said, if you knew who Pedro Martinez was at 19 years old, you would see the exact body type, the speed, the mind. It's very similar as the 3-0 misses, and now the Quakes are in business as the go-ahead run comes to the plate. First and second now for Dayton Dooney. As here comes a visit from pitching coach Mark Brewer, and we do now see action slowly happening in the Grizzlies' pen. Mark Brewer, one of the best minds in all of baseball, to the mound to check on his right-hander in Jordy Vargas. Vargas, that was his first walk as well. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. So Vargas looks in. The first pitch is a high pop-up, and it's going to drift on Bencourt. Still drifting, and Bencourt can make the play. It lands foul. As Bencourt was kind of confused where that ball was going, and the count at 0-1. Messenger and Vargas did not get there to help out their catcher. Can always be a tough play for a catcher when you have to take off the mask and then head towards the netting. Here's the 0-1. As this could be two. It's going to go Perez to Stillwell. Double play. 6-4-3. And now two outs here in the fifth inning. So Puerta out at second. Dooney hits into a double play. Doncone to third. And here's Jarrell Perez. But going back to the catcher, yeah, it's a disorienting play. Trying to take off your mask, try to get to a ball, locate where it is. Well, that ball's moving like any other baseball would. But as a catcher, you're not supposed to go backwards. The amount of gear you have, your center of gravity, you're supposed to go forwards. And that was a tough play for Bencourt. That ball was a little bit farther back than he thought. That's a called strike. The count at 0-2 to Perez. And if you're Vargas, you get out this inning without a run to your name, it's a big win. Here's the pitch, and that swung on and missed, and he does just that. Jordy Vargas ties a career high with 5 innings pitched. We head to the 6th. The Grizzlies lead 4-2. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's a $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 4-2. As will be Messenger, Martin, and Stillwell against the right-hander in John Edwards. Like to give a shout out to Mike McCool listening in Clovis, California. Thanks for tuning in, Mike. Missed you. Hope all is well. As that's a high fly ball, it's going to drift and go out of play in the count at 0-1. Mike's daughter, Corey, expecting a kid very soon. Can't wait to welcome the new kiddo, and hopefully that you get a chance to make that kid a Dodgers fan. So I know that you're listening to this one, and hopefully you'll get your hands on that cute little kid very soon. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. in Edwards. That ball is low, and the count at 1-1. And Mike, I hope Jill is listening in as well, too. Miss y'all. Thanks for tuning in. So one ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to Messenger, as that is outside, and the count at 2-1. Also like to give a shout-out to Milana listening in as well. Always appreciate the support. Miss you. Hopefully you can come visit Fresno soon. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball. It's going to be a tough backhand, and Izara over to first. He makes the play. 4-3 on the put out as here comes the right fielder in Robbie Martin. Martin 1-for-2 tonight. The Florida State product looks to get something going for the Grizzlies. They've been scoreless since the first. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander Edwards, and it's a ground ball. It's going to be off Dooney's glove, and that's going to be a error. E3 on the air. It'll bring up the first baseman, Cole Stillwell. So Martin reaches on the air. Dooney could not backhand that play as it bounced off his glove. Stayed on the infield, though. And then another time now, we've seen Robbie Martin just smoke a ball at an infielder. And we check on Martin. He's back safely. Martin caught stealing back in the first inning. Now takes on Cole Stillwell. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count of 1-0 to Cole Stillwell, who's batting 158. Stillwell doubled back in the second inning. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. Check on the runner and Martin, and he's back there. As the 1-0 is way outside, and the count now 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. We'll also give you scores around Major League Baseball, but one specifically in Citizens Bank Park, where the Rockies visiting the Phillies. So that pitch is high, and the count now 3-0 to Stillwell. So three balls, no strikes to the righty Stillwell. A right-hander getting loose down in the pen for Rancho Cucamonga. Here's the 3-0, and it's high, ball four. And now runners at first and second with one out. Third walk issued by Edwards, as here is the second baseman, Gene Perez. And there goes Shoemaker to make the change. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be back right here on Grizzlies Baseball. You're listening to the on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga. We are still in the top of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes 4-2. Runners at first and second is John Shoemaker coming out to talk to the umpires. As I'm trying to see exactly what they're talking about as the count's 0-1 to Gene Perez. Perez 0-2 with two strikeouts. His first start in a Grizzlies uniform. Speaking of uniforms, got a question on Facebook tonight. And the question was, so who picks the jerseys for the teams to wear? And, you know, it's a very unique question. Kind of depends on the team, but the kind of the long old school way was the starting pitcher picked the jerseys as the count is 0-2 to Perez. One out in the inning. Whatever kind of fit the pitcher the best, whatever the look they liked, is that's fouled off. Now that still works for a lot of teams, but with the amount of jerseys, especially with like what the Grizzlies wear, at some point you have to kind of set a jersey almost every day kind of set up. Now the Grizzlies still allow their starting pitchers to pick the jerseys, especially on the road, but if the home team, whether the Grizzlies or the Quakes or whoever, is at the fly ball to right field, it's caught for the second out. No advancement by any runner. So here comes the shortstop, Andy Perez. But so, for instance, pretend the Quakes were wearing specific jerseys that the only jersey that would actually make sense for the other team to wear that would not conflict in color, then a team usually has a road gray. I know Modesto doesn't own a road gray. They only own a black jersey. So that could kind of be the only option either way. That's a ground ball. That's going to get up the middle. Base hit to center. Perez has an RBI single as the runner from first to third is Stillwell. Scoring is Martin, and it's 5-2 Fresno. Martin RBI, or gets the run, is the RBI single for Perez. Perez has now reached base three times. That run is tagged to the line of John Edwards. So now the Grizzlies lead 5-2. As here comes the DH, Ryan Ritter. But so, that's a foul ball to right field. Yes, the count at 0-1. But so, yeah, starting pitchers usually pick the jerseys, but depending on the situation, it also could be chosen from the front office, or if there's only one specific jersey a team can wear, then they will wear that. The Grizzlies, two road jerseys. They have a lot of options at home. A lot of alternate jerseys as well. The Fresno Growers, Fresno Tigers, Fresno Lowriders, and, of course, the Fresno Tacos. That's a ground ball. It's going to be a tough play for Izara, but he makes it as Ritter is retired. Grizzlies get a run on an RBI single from Andy Perez. 5-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to the Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com, Stream Guys, and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Oh man, in those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's a $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the sixth, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 5-2. Jordy Vargas back on the bump, and he is now an out away from a new career high in innings pitched. It's Chuck Chansey's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale 1 week from today on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro, only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, as that is a base hit to right field for Izara, and we'll see if that's it for the right-hander Vargas. But we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. So again, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. That pitch is low in the count of 1-0. So Chris Newell to the plate. That's a single for Izara, by the way. Second time he's reached safely. Five hits now allowed for Vargas. That's a fly ball to deep left field at the track, at the wall, and it's gone. 5-4, and all of a sudden, it's a one-run lead for the Grizzlies. So Vargas allows the home run. Doesn't give up a lot of those. And just like that, it's 5-4. As here's Kyle Nevin, and the first pitch is inside, and the count of 1-0, and Newell got all of that pitch, his fourth home run this season. That ball was to left center. That 1-0 straight to the backstop, the count of 1-1. So Izara single, Newell now is his third RBI of the game. He's got three of the four RBIs. He's also scored two runs as well. He has a triple in that as well. That's a ground ball to Perez. It goes 6-3 on the putout. And there's a new career high in innings pitched for Jordy Vargas. And Vargas will still stay in the game as here comes the right fielder Nick Bittison. And to be honest, you got to be happy for the right-hander in Vargas. That's a tough home run to give up, but a big out right after that against a very tough hitter in Kyle Nevin. As Bittison sees a curveball, the count at 1-0. So it's time to do some scores around the league. Let's start with the California League. Three other games in action as swung on and missed. Count of 1-1 for Bittison. We'll start at Excite Ballpark, where the Giants trail the 66ers 3-1. So that pitch is fouled off. The 66ers have the bases loaded as they look to add on to their 3-1 lead. Inland Empire has the second worst record in baseball. The San Jose Giants have been playing good baseball as of late. They'll meet the Grizzlies next week at Chukchansey Park. It's the 1-2 is inside. The count now at 2-2. Let's bounce over now to Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark, and the Ports trail the Rawhide 8-3. The Rawhide looking for their fifth straight win. As Vargas picks up the strikeout there, Bittison. Bittison struck out three times. Vargas now with eight strikeouts, two outs in the inning. Here is Tyrone Lorenzo. The 1-0 is low, and the count is now 2-0. So Vargas now 8 Ks, as that's a high fly ball. Right center field, racing back is the center fielder, Bugarin, and he will make the catch at the wall. Vargas, 6 innings of work, but it's 5-4 now. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
$600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. We're in the top of the seventh, 5-4. Grizzlies hold a lead over the Quakes. The Quakes, a two-run homer from Chris Newell in the sixth inning, and the game is now 5-4. Here's Brian Betancourt taking on the right-hander in Gabe Emmett. Emmett so far, two-thirds innings. As the right-hander will wind and deal, here's the pitch. And it's a called strike. They count it 0-1. So we were talking about the Rawhide. They are looking for their fifth straight win. They lead 8-3 in the fifth inning over at Banner Island Ballpark. And then in the fifth inning over in Lake Elsinore, the Storm lead the Modesto Nuts by a score of 2-1. So the Storm looking for a bounce back win tonight over Modesto, as that's a called strike. The count of 1-2. So those are the scores in the California League. 66ers lead 4-1 over the Giants. High pop-up in a shallow center field. Second baseman in Izara making the catch. Here's the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Then Visalia beating Stockton, and Lake Elsinore, they are beating Modesto. So those are the three games going on there. Let's give you some scores around Major League Baseball now. Let's start up with the San Francisco Giants. They are losing 1-0 after 4 against the New York Mets. Mets 13-7 on the season. Here's the 1-0 from Emmett, and it's outside. The count now at 2-0. The Angels are beating the Royals 2-0 at in Anaheim as that pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. Shohei Ohtani got the start tonight for the Angels, and so far he's shut down a Royals team that's trying to get back on the right track. Here's the 2-1, and it's swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. And our Director of Marketing Communications, Jonathan Bravo, celebrating his birthday down in Los Angeles and checking out an Angels game. And he said, watching Ohtani in person is insane. As that's a tough ground ball. Great play from Ezara. Goes 4-3. Boo Green is retired as here comes left fielder Jake Snyder. Diamondbacks, they lead the Padres by a score of 2-0. That's in the sixth inning. The Mariners and the Cardinals, they are tied at 2 in the fifth. And a couple of games have also finished as well. The Rockies, as that ball hits Snyder, and Snyder will head down to first base on the hit by pitch. So a two out hit by pitch. Here's the third baseman, Skylar Messenger. But the Rockies, they lost 4-3. They scored three runs in the first inning. It was a Ryan McMahon homer to center field. Chris Bryant, Charlie Blackmon scoring on the play. But then the Phillies came back. They scored two runs in the fourth, including an infield single from Cave. And then they scored one in the seventh and one in the eighth. The home run by Schwarber in the seventh was 363 feet. And then Sosa single to left, scoring JT Realmuto. And then it was 4-3. The Phillies win. The winning pitcher is Dominguez. He's 1-1. Loss to Brad Hand, 0-1. And the save to Jose Alvarado, his third of the year. That's a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play. The shortstop coming in, Doncon, over to first and not in time. Now to the throw to third. It also gets away. And now there goes the runner in Snyder, and he will score. It'll be a single. And then we have an error on top of it. And now the Grizzlies lead 6-4. So Snyder comes around to score. A single and an error. So Messenger, the single, he gets up to second. As here comes Robbie Martin now. So Messenger, the runner at second with two outs. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count is at 0-1. Second hit allowed by Emmett. So second hit allowed, and he's also allowed a run. Here's the 0-1. And it swung on and missed. The count now 0-2 to Robbie Martin. 6-4 our score. And again, the Grizzlies scoring because of some miscues, but a big insurance run as well. Here's the 0-2, and that pitch is outside. The count of 1-2. And Steve Solis have said it over and over again. If the team plays hard, you're running as hard as you can on every play, good things are going to happen. We saw it last night on Robbie Martin beating out a baseball and then a home run by Messenger. And now we see Jake Snyder. He's hustled twice to score tonight on some miscues by Rancho Cucamonga. And so the Grizzlies doing all the little things correctly right now, especially on the base pass. Here's the 2-2 to Martin, and he swings and misses, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies get a run. It's stretch time here in Rancho Cucamonga. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Bottom of the seventh, the Grizzlies lead the Quakes by a score of 6-4. New pitcher for the Grizzlies is the right-hander Davis Palermo, as a slider is cut on and missed by Ryan Doncone. So that ends the evening for Jordy Vargas, and it was a good one in that for Vargas as well, as the 0-1 is a slider and the count now 1-1. For Vargas, a career-high 6 innings. He allowed 6 hits, 4 runs, all earned. He walked 1 and struck out 8, which was 1 shy of his career high. It was a season high, though, for the right-hander Vargas. He leaves with the win intact to his name currently, as that is a called strike, and the count now 2-2. But it brings on the new right-hander, number 38, Davis Palermo. Here's the 2-2 from the right-hander. And it's a slider in the dirt, and the count now full. For Palermo, this is his fourth game all out of the bullpen. No record, a 4.91 ERA. He's got 2 holds as well in the season. Here's the 3-2, and it's fouled again, and we'll do it the same count. Palermo is 6'4", 200 pounds. Bats right, throws right. 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Born on December 16th, 1999. Eighth round draft pick in 2022 out of North Carolina, the Tar Heels by the Rockies. Palermo, a very big presence on the mound. And the count 3-2 to Doncone. Here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play for Perez. He snares it over to first. What a play from Perez to lead off the seventh. One of those, how did I get to that ball? He took it on a really bad in-between hop. Somehow, it stuck with him, and Perez, the perfect throw over for the first out. Andy Perez has had himself a defensive clinic here in this series. Made about 7 or 8 plays last night. He's made a couple plays tonight as well. His double play earlier was a big one in the fifth against Dayton Dooney, who waits on deck. That's a called strike. The count at 0-2 to Jorge Puerta. But again, we were giving scores around the leagues in Major League Baseball and other finals. The Cubs crushed the Dodgers 13-0. The Astros beat the Braves by a score of 6-4, two teams that a lot of experts believe could be a possible World Series matchup. The Astros now at 500 at 10-10. Yordan Alvarez crushed a go-ahead homer, the former Fresno Grizzly. So the Astros win. Rays beat the White Sox 8-7. Pirates beat the Reds 4-2. Tigers fall to the Orioles 2-1. As that hits Puerta, he will head over to first base. As here comes Dayton Dooney with one out. So Dooney comes to the plate. Blue Jays beat the Yankees by a score of 6-1. The Athletics beat the Rangers 5-4. The Red Sox beat the Brewers 5-3. And the Nationals knocked off the Twins 3-2. The Guardians and the Marlins were postponed today as they will make up a doubleheader. It sounds like tomorrow afternoon. So those are scores around Major League Baseball. Here's the 0-1 from Palermo. It's down to Dooney in the count of 1-1. So 1-1. Here's the pitch from Palermo, and it is a high chopper. Here comes a possible two. Perez. Two Perez. Over to first. Stillwell. He got him. They turn two again. Andy Perez to Gene Perez to Cole Stillwell. And that ends the inning. Grizzlies still lead by a score of 6-4. We head to the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Yeah!
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Top of the eighth inning, 6-4. The Grizzlies lead the Quakes. It'll be Stillwell, Perez, and Perez taking on the right-hander in Gabe Emmett. Here's the first pitch from Emmett as that's inside to the backstop. The count at 1-0. So we were talking about scores around the league. Well, I want to give a shout-out to the Hartford Yard Goats broadcaster, Jeff Dooley, who'll be making his Major League debut, his first MLB games tomorrow as the Rockies take on the Phillies. So congratulations, the call-up to the show for Jeff Dooley. A big congratulations to him. That is going to be a lot of fun. So, Jeff, go get them. We're very happy for you here at the Fresno Grizzlies. Congratulations to Jeff Dooley as the Yard Goats still in action tonight. As here's the 1-1, and it's high in the count at 2-1. As we just got tonight's attendance, it's a good one too, 4,280. A great Friday night crowd here at Lone Mart Field. You can hear a little bit of them in the background. But a great crowd. 4,280 tonight's crowd. The highest road attendance that Fresno has seen this season. Here's the 3-1. It's a high ball out to center field. It's now caught by the center fielder Newell. And Stillwell's retired. With one out, here's the second baseman in Gene Perez. Perez 0 for 3. As the Grizzlies lead 6-4 here in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball. That is going to be the shortstop, Doncone, over to first for the out. Perez retired. As here's the shortstop now, Andy Perez. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. That's a high chopper foul. The count at 1-1 to Andy Perez. So here in the top of the eighth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the 1-1. That is swung on a miss. Perez down to a knee initially in the count of 1-2. Perez today is 2-for-3, two singles, an RBI, a walk, and a run. Been very effective at the top of the lineup, just under 300 this season as that pitch is inside again. The count 2-2. Now there's a story that is circulating of how Andy Perez got over to the United States, and before I tell you guys that story at some point this season, I want to make sure it's true from Perez himself as he strikes out swinging to end the inning. Grizzlies lead 6-4 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5-23.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Grizzlies lead the Quakes 6-4 here in the bottom of the eighth. Brady Hill, the new pitcher for the Grizzlies, as the right-hander gives up a base hit to Jarrell Perez. And now the time run comes to the plate. As here comes the second baseman, Jose Izarra. 6-4 here in the bottom of the eighth. Brady Hill, the third pitcher now for Fresno. As Hill will get a new baseball. Brady Hill wears the number 9 on the back of his jersey. So final line for Davis Palermo One inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, no Ks, and one hit by pitch. As that first pitch to Ezara is fouled off, and the count at 0-1. So Brady Hill wears the number 9 on the back of his jersey. Bats left, throws right, 6 feet, 180 pounds. The 22-year-old is from Spokane, Washington, born on November 10th, 2000. 15th round draft pick by the Rockies out of San Jose State in last year's draft. As that pitch is low. The count at 1-1. For Hill, he's 1-0, a 6.75 ERA. Fourth game all out of the pen. He also has a hold to his registry as well. As here's the 1-1. As that pitch is low and the count at 2-1. As Hill, first time we've seen him in this series. Here's the pitch. It's outside. And the count now at 3-1 to Jose Ezara. It's 2-for-3. Chris Newell on deck. The Grizzlies lead 6-4, but the wrong part of the lineup coming up against these Grizzlies. Here's the 3-1 as Ezara, high fly ball, center field. It's going to be caught by the center fielder, Boo Green. Wow, what a play. Boo Green was on his horse, and he got there to corral that baseball. First out of the inning, a loud one in that, as here comes the center fielder, Chris Newell. Newell is 2-for-2. A home run, triple, 3 RBI, and 2 runs. As here comes the pitching coach, Mark Brewer. We have action in the Grizzlies' bullpen. It's the right-hander, Zach Agnos, the Grizzlies' closer. As Agnos getting ready in a hurry. Against Brady Hill. It's Chuck Chansey, $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale in 1 week on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro, only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. And here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch is outside to Newell. The count at 1-0. Action also in the Quakes pen. Here's the pitch from Hill, and it's a called strike. And the count now at 1-1. As a check on the runner in Perez, and he's back safely. John Shoemaker, the Quakes manager, the first base coach as well. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a perfectly placed fastball. And the count now at 1-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect for Saturday Night Baseball tomorrow. Here's the 1-2 from Hill. That's a high pop-up into the night sky. Shortstop Perez backpedaling, and he makes the catch for the second out. Two outs now as here comes Kyle Nevin. This is not the guy you want at the plate. Nevin has been on fire. The California League Player of the Week last year. He had 4 hits on Tuesday, including the walk-off game winner. Nevin just a tick above 500 this season. As that is off the catcher's glove, Betancourt goes to the backstop. It's a pass ball. So Perez up to second. So Nevin actually is at 481, a 1.177 OPS. Only the 13th game of the season, and Nevin's OPS riding way above that 1,000 mark, is that pitch is low in the count at 2-0. Nick Bittison waits on deck. He's 0 for 3. If you're Hill, you got to be gentle here against the hard-hitting Nevin. Here's the 2-0, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from Betancourt. The count now at 3-0. This Grizzlies bullpen has had a rough patch here in this series, but overall in the first couple weeks of the season, they've actually been very good for Mark Brewer and the pitching staff. The bullpen, a 2.93 ERA, as that's a called strike. The count at 3-1. The relievers have struck out 67 over 55 and a third innings. Here comes the 3-1. And it's a high fly ball. Center field. Boo Green back at the wall. Excuse me. And he makes the catch to end the inning. Will the Grizzlies come up with a big zero to the Quakes eighth inning? We head to the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Top of the ninth, Grizzlies lead the Quakes 6-4 here at Lone Mart Field. Game 4 of 6 between these two teams. New pitcher for the Quakes is the right-hander Madison Jeffrey as he takes on Ryan Ritter, and that pitch is outside. Count at 1-0 for Jeffrey. This is his fourth game out of the pen. No record at 10.13 ERA. Here's the 1-0, high leg kick, and that is a ball. And the count at 2 balls, no strikes from the right-hander Jeffrey. Jeffrey is 6 feet, 190 pounds, 15th round draft pick by the Dodgers in 2021. From Huntington, West Virginia. As a 2-0 is a strike. And the count at 2 balls and 1 strike. Right-hander Agno still getting loose. It looks like he'll be in for the ninth inning looking for a save opportunity. Here comes the 2-1. And it is in there for a strike. And the count now at 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch from Jeffrey, and Ritter takes Ball three high, and the count now full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Give you a wrap-up of tonight's action and what to expect tomorrow. The Grizzlies looking to even the series up at 2 games apiece. Here's the 3-2, and it's outside, ball four, and Ritter draws a leadoff walk. Third time, Ritter's reached base. As here comes the catcher, Bryant Betancourt. So top of the ninth inning for the Quakes in the ninth. It'll be Bittison, Lorenzo, and Don Cohn. As that first pitch to Betancourt is high, the count at 1-0. Inland Empire beating San Jose 7-1 in the sixth. As San Jose's winning streak right now in jeopardy. It's all Rawhide against the porch. 13-3 at Banner Island Ballpark. That's in the sixth. And the Storm lead the Modesto Nuts 3-1. They're also in the sixth inning. Our score here, 6-4. Top of the ninth inning. Grizzlies lead the Quakes. Grizzlies 4 runs in the first inning. Looking to stay undefeated when scoring first. Here's the 1-1. That pitch is inside. The count at 2-1. The Grizzlies hold an 11-10 overall record against these Quakes. But 2-7 all-time here at Lone Mart Field. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count at 2-2. Fresno also looks to go 2-2 as well against the California League Southern Division. The Grizzlies, when leading after 6 innings, are 6-1. 6-0 after 7, and 6-0 after 8. Here's the 2-2. That is outside, ball 3. When the Grizzlies score more than 3 runs as well, they are 7-4. And when they homer, they are 5-1. Here's the pitch. And Betancourt takes ball 4 inside. Runners at first and second. Nobody down. As here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bouguereau. Bouguereau 0-3. He walked back in the fifth inning. And with runners in scoring position, the Grizzlies going to try to tack on some insurance. Here's the pitch from Jeffrey as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. That high leg kick from Jeffrey, non-existent now as he works from the stretch. Here comes the 0-1 from the righty in Jeffrey. And it's swung on and missed. And the count now at 0-2. Jeffrey now way up here on Bouguereau. Bouguereau going to try to battle here. He has struck out twice. Here's the 0-2, and that's high in the count of 1-2. Fastball not even close to the plate to Bouguereau. The Grizzlies looking to add on here. Here's the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. A slider gets Bouguereau down on strikes. First strikeout for Jeffrey. That's the 12th strikeout overall for Quakes pitching. As here comes the left fielder, Jake Snyder. Snyder scored twice. He was hit by a pitch and singled as well. Snyder back in the lineup tonight after a couple off days to nurse a little bit of a minor injury. He said he's feeling better today, and a couple days ago the injury was so tight, he said, that he couldn't walk. As here comes the 0-1 against Snyder, and it's a ground ball to the first baseman, Dooney. Dooney over to short. The throw to first, not in time. Snyder gets there safely. The ball does get away. 3-6 on the fielder's choice. So Betancourt is retired at second. Up to third goes Ritter, Snyder on that fielder's choice is the runner at first. So two outs in the inning, first and third, as here's the third baseman, Skylar Messenger. And last night, Messenger in the eighth inning, or in the ninth inning, excuse me, had a two-run homer to left center. So we'll see if the University of Texas product does the same thing here. Be big if he does. Here's the pitch from the righty, Jeffrey. And it's a slider on the inner half, and Messenger takes a ball. Count of 1-0. Messenger spent 4 years at the University of Kansas before becoming a graduate transfer at the University of Texas. Here's the 1-0. And that is a slider in the dirt. Good take there by Messenger. The count at 2-0. Messenger was drafted in the 19th round by the Rockies this past season. 24 years old, born on November 1st. Bats right, throws right. There goes the runner, the swing and miss from Messenger, and no throw as Snyder steals the base. So now second and third with two outs. As Messenger has a single back in the seventh, so he's 1-for-4. Ahead in the count here, 2-1. Here's the pitch. And he fouls it to the backstop. The count now at 2-2. Messenger got a chance to talk to him the other night. We were grabbing some food, and he said, you know, it's definitely weird trying to go into pro baseball no matter how old you are. But he said, you know, I played 5 years of Big 12 baseball, and he goes, I've never seen some of the sliders that some of these other pitchers have thrown. As he sees one here in the count at 3-2. He said a lot of these Latin players have different movement on their pitches than what he has seen over the years. And the Big 12 in college baseball are very, very competitive, and you have your teams at the top that always dominate, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Texas. Here comes the 3-2. And that is swung on and missed, and that ends the inning. Well, he couldn't catch up to that fastball from Jeffrey. We head to the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies lead 6-4. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Oh, man. And those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Bottom of the ninth, Grizzlies lead the Quakes 6-4 here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Couple Grizzly switches defensively. Parker Kelly is the new first baseman, taking over for Cole Stillwell. He will bat eighth now. E.J. Andrews Jr. is now the new left fielder, batting fifth for Jake Snyder. And the new pitcher for the Grizzlies is the right-hander and closer, Zach Agnos, who wears number 14 on the back of his gray jersey. Here's the 1-0 from the right-hander, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop, Perez. Perez from one knee, gets up, the throw in time. What a play from Andy Perez as Nick Bittison is retired. As here comes the catcher, Tyrone Lorenzo. Perez has really put on a clinic over the past two nights at third and now short tonight. And from all the scouts I've talked to, from all the coordinators that are here in town for the Rockies, they are impressed by Andy Perez, and only 18 years old. As the first pitch of Lorenzo is a ball low in the count at 1-0. For Agnos, this is his fifth game. No record, a 2.45 ERA. Two saves and three opportunities as the right-hander's pitch is low. The count at 2-0. Agnos, it bats right, throws right, 6 feet, 210. 22 years old. He's from Haymarket, Virginia, even though his birthplace says it's Reston, Virginia. He did make sure I had that clarification. That's a high fly ball, deep to left center field, way back at the track, gone. Lorenzo leaves the yard. It's 6-5. That ball left the bat in a hurry from the catcher in Lorenzo. It's now 6-5 here in the ninth. As here comes Ryan Doncone, and Agnos just looked up as that ball was crushed to left center. Fourth home run for Lorenzo is here comes Doncone, 1-for-3. And that's a swing and a miss in the count at 0-1. Agnos was a 10th round draft pick out of East Carolina in 2022 by the Rockies. While at East Carolina, he was a two-way player. That is a swing and a miss, counted 0-2. Loved his time as a Pirate, he said, in East Carolina hosting regionals for the College World Series. Said the atmosphere was unlike any other. Well, I beg to differ. Good atmosphere tonight, and Chancy Park will do the same. As the 0-2 is a ground ball to the third baseman Messenger on a couple bounces. Messenger over to first, and Kelly digs it out. Two outs now. Big out right there. As here comes the DH, Jorge Puerta. The Grizzlies one out away from improving to 8-5 on the year. The Grizzlies this season in one-run games are 1-4. Here's the pitch from Agnos. It's a fastball that darts outside. The count of 1-0. 93 on the gun. As Agnos comes set once again around the face. Here's the pitch. And it's a slider that hits the outer half of the plate. The count at 1-1. Agnos was a two-way player, and he still asked the coaches if he can take batting practice, but when you throw 93 to 95, of course you're going to be a pitcher. As the 1-1's a ground ball to Perez. Perez over to first, and that will do it. The Grizzlies have tied the series at 2 apiece. Zach Agnos picks up the save as the Grizzlies win 6-5 tonight from Lone Mart Field. We'll be back right after these commercials. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. Your Fresno Grizzlies win 6-5.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California for the postgame show. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 6-5. Your Fresno Grizzlies beat the Quakes 6-5 tonight. And here are your final lines. Your Fresno Grizzlies improve now to 8-5 on the year. They even the series at 2 games apiece, 6 runs on 8 hits, and no errors for your Grizzlies. They left 9 runners on base. For the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they are now 7-6, 5 runs on 8 hits, and 3 errors. They only left 2 runners on base. But the Grizzlies beat the Quakes by a score of 6-5. The winning pitcher is Jordy Vargas. He is 1-0. The losing pitcher is Jermaine Rosario. He is 0-1. And the save is Zach Agnos. It is his 3rd save of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 25 minutes. In front of a paid crowd of 4,280 for Friday night fireworks, and that's what's going on right now here at Lone Mart Field. And I didn't see any fireworks initially right there, so I wonder what happened there, but 4,280 the crowd tonight. So the Grizzlies win 6-5. Let's start with what happened early on in the first inning. The Grizzlies scored 4 runs. Ryan Ritter, a 2-run homer, the 2nd batter of the game. He's done that now back-to-back nights as the 2nd batter of the game. Gave the Grizzlies a 2-0 lead. And then it was a couple runs as well. Brian Betancourt and Jake Snyder scoring on a wild pitch and E2 on the throw. So it made it 4-0 at that point. And then the Quakes, they scored 1 in the bottom of the first. It was Jose Zara scoring on a sac fly after he doubled from Chris Newell, who had a really good game tonight. Newell tonight made that game interesting. We'll talk a little more about him soon. So it was 4-1. The Quakes then made it 4-2. Newell again scored after tripling on the RBI single from Kyle Nevin, making it 4-2. The Grizzlies made it 5-2 after a big error. Or an RBI single from Andy Perez, but a big error allowed Robbie Martin to reach and then come around to score an RBI single for Andy Perez. The Grizzlies then gave up 2 runs in the 6th inning. Chris Newell again, a 2-run homer. He crushed that ball as well. At that point, it was 5-4, and the Grizzlies getting a big insurance run in the 7th inning. A hit by pitch by Jake Snyder. He came around to score on an error as well. Jake Snyder had 2 big runs for the Grizzlies, made it 6-4, and then a late home run by Tyrone Lorenzo made it 6-5, and that was the scoring. But Jordy Vargas on the bump for the Grizzlies tonight, he was fantastic. 6 innings, a career high for him. He allowed 4 runs on 6 hits and 1 walk while striking out 8. He was 1 away from a career high. Davis Palermo, a scoreless 7th. Brady Hill had a scoreless 8th inning as well. And then Zach Agnos picking up his save despite allowing a home run. For Rancho Cucamonga pitching, Jermaine Rosario, 3 innings. He allowed 4 runs, his 1st big outing where he allowed a bunch of runs. He had given up 6 hits and 1 walk while striking out 7. Juan Murillo had a perfect 4th inning. John Edwards pitched an inning and a 3rd. Gabe Emmett, 2 2/3. Both guys allowed 1 unearned run. And then Mazen Jeffrey, a clean 9th inning of work for him. So the Grizzlies win by a score of 6-5. The winning pitcher, Jordy Vargas. The loser is German Rosario. And the save to Zach Agnos. So that was tonight's recap. Brings you to tomorrow, game 5 of this 6-game series. First pitch at 6:30 p.m. We have a great pitching matchup. Right-hander Connor Stain gets the ball for the Grizzlies. 1-0 at 3.86 ERA for the UCF product. He'll take on Rancho Cucamonga left-hander Luis Valdez. No record, no ERA. Valdez currently on the injured list, but looks like he will be coming off to make the start. Valdez was actually very good in his previous outing before being placed on the injured list. So the battle of Stain versus Valdez tomorrow. 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, first pitch. Stay tuned to social media. We'll give you when the pregame show will start. Our pregame guest is to be determined, so stay tuned for that one. Should be a lot of fun as well. So again, tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Connor Stain, Luis Valdez for Saturday Night Baseball. Game 5 of this 6-game series from Lone Mart Field. Well, however you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in right here on Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. On stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a score of 6-5. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we will see you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us for Fresno Grizzlies Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.